Access denied. Access denied. Access denied. Access granted.
It's like it's deeper than just a feeling. Like you just know. You know what I'm saying? It's like us growing up inside the industry, we'd have bumped to plenty of girls like who was rocking with us. But you just know that one girl who you love. Like you can't describe love for real, for real. You just know it's just like a feeling inside. See, I'm in love. Like she a big part of my motivation to go crazy. Cause I don't want everything to backfire to go back to square one with her. You know what I'm saying? I just feel that she just keep me so high that I can't do nothing but win. So I'm committed to what's keeping me happy. You know what I'm saying? Like she got me happy.
It's a thing.
The deal, you know the vibes. If you don't, let me be the first to introduce you. This is Family Time with Uncle Sean Don P, and just like I do every single time, I'm gonna get you right back, straight back, locked into the mix, man. Let's go. Just vibe out with me one time, okay? We gonna get to it. Before I start, let me let you know what it is.
My doctor tells me I'm in need of your medicine. I need your love and I need you, I need everything. Love will go love me past. Love will go take to last. I need your love and I'm promising you everything. Whoa. Finally spoke my mind. Say you they listen, yeah. Show me the doors to your heart. Baby, I'm breaking in, yeah. Finally spoke my mind. Say you they listen, yeah. Show me the doors to your heart. Baby, I'm breaking in, yeah. About us, cause you know we got something special, girl, and they can't do it like us. Now, nah, nah. I've been watching you, ain't no skips and no rewind. Follow me outside, yeah. I remember the last time I fell on the snow. Gotta keep my feelings in control. I know you run and tell my secrets. Soon as we done and as we get, I don't know if I'm on the snow. Gotta keep my feelings in control. Last thing is to get you my home. I'ma block the other girls on my phone. Only you, only you. Finally spoke my mind. Say you they listen, yeah. Show me the doors to your heart. Baby, I'm breaking in, yeah. Finally spoke my mind. Say you they listen, yeah. Show me the doors to your heart. Baby, I'm breaking in, yeah.
The vibes, man. Thank you so much for tuning in, tapping in. If you didn't hear in the intro, please let me tell you one more time. This is Family Time with Uncle Sean Don P. I'm, of course, your highly favored, your blessed, your hostess with the absolute mostest. And if you did not hear, because I don't know how you didn't hear, you need to get your ears checked. But if you didn't, please let my baby girl tell you one more time. I am. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. Welcome to this thing we be doing all the time, man. All the time. We back again for another episode. And this is episode 140 of this thing we be doing all the time, man. 140, man. I know that don't seem like a lot, but to your boy, it's a whole hell of a lot. And I'm so thankful and so grateful you guys are here with me. Usually how I start this thing, I started by telling you, you know, how your uncle's doing, what's going on in my life, what's going on in my neck of the woods, how the weather's doing, how I'm feeling, how, you know, my vibrations have been, you know, circulating in the universe and all that good jazz. But then your uncle gets to the shit, man. I get to all the things that's been happening this week in news, fucking entertainment, sports, music. Pretty much I get to everything that you've been seeing up and down your timeline this week. But before I get to that, man, I'm in the mood. I'm in that mood, man. I don't know if y'all could tell by the intro. I appreciate Durky Yo, Schmurky Yo, for that beautiful, beautiful intro. But your uncle's in one of them moods, man. I don't know if some of you have relationships with your uncle, a father figure, but sometimes if that man is able to access his emotions, which a lot of people don't know how to do. And I'm learning that a lot of people do not know how to access their emotions. But I'm blessed to have a lot of male role models who can be that strong figure. But also, they got a soft side. You know what I'm saying? They tapped in with, you know, their feelings. And today, your uncle's coming in here, man. I'm coming in here to take responsibility for a lot. For a lot of things, man. Uncle's not perfect. I'm not the worst person ever, but I want to come in here and just take responsibility for all my shortcomings. I want to take responsibility because I haven't always been the best friend, the best lover, the best boyfriend, the best son, the best partner. And I'm admitting this, you know what I'm saying? I'm a work in progress. I'm working on becoming a better me. I don't want anyone out there to hold. Basically, your uncle's been through a lot. I don't want you to hold the pain and hurt that I've endured against me, because I'm already dealing with the pain and the hurt from my past. You know what I'm saying? So I'm working on becoming a better person. I don't want anyone out there to, you know, feel like, yo, you're a lost cause, because, like, in situations, man, we're not always the best we can be. I try to be the best I can be all the time, but because I'm human, I fall short. There's sometimes, like, I'm not the best friend I could be, you know what I'm saying, where the homies be calling me, and as much as I want to talk to them, give them advice, just give them that extra little oomph to get through the day, sometimes I'm not feeling it. Your uncle is going through some shit. Your brother's going through some shit, and I just don't have it in me, bro. I really try and push it out me, because sometimes I am the strong friend that, you know what I'm saying, checks up on everybody and makes sure everyone's good. Sometimes I just don't have it, so I apologize. I take responsibility, and I admit that I'm not perfect, but I am. I'm trying to do better. I'm still a work in progress. Also, there's sometimes I haven't been the best partner. I haven't been the best boyfriend. I've been in relationships where I didn't give them my 100%. I hate to use this excuse, because I feel like everyone's suffering from this. Everyone's a little bit jaded. Everyone's a little bit hurt. Everyone's been lied to. So I don't want to use that, because I've been lied to a lot. I've been hurt a lot. I've been taken advantage a lot. And I have a lot of pain and a lot of hurt in my past. And sometimes it comes up in past relationships where I let that get in the way. Or this person hurt me, so I'm going to treat them this type of way. Or I'm going to put them in that box. I'm going to put them in that category. I'm not going to see what they're giving me. I'm gonna just go off of what I've been going through. And for that, I'm wrong. I take responsibility, and I admit that I have not always been the best boyfriend. I have not always been the best partner. I have not always been the best lover. And for that, whoever's listening to this, and this could be just therapeutic for someone who's going through this, who needs to hear this, let this be a release. Let that be something you can put in the past and move on from. You know what I'm saying? If someone in your life didn't take responsibility for the actions that they inflicted on you, please let me be a vessel for them and let me say, I'm sorry. I take responsibility. I'm a work in progress. And I'm working on becoming a better me. And for a lot of people out there, a lot of the other young people who listen to me, take it as advice. Take it as, you know, just a life lesson. Like, don't put on someone else what someone put on you. Like, I came in here last week, hurt people. But you don't want to let that become your running excuse for treating people bad, for not treating your friends or your family the best. I'm gonna keep it still on the same wavelength. I have not always been the best son. I've not always been the best brother. I fail sometimes in communication. I don't talk to my loved ones as much as I should and as much as I want to. And I take responsibility. I admit I'm wrong in that. And I'm working. I'm still doing better. I'm still working on me. And for those who love me and understand that I'm still working on me, thank you for your unconditional, undying love. I haven't always been the best podcaster too. So I want to say the same thing to you, same thing I would say to my family. I love you. Thank you for growing with me. I just listened to the first, second, and third podcast that I ever created. Boy, we came a long way. I've developed speaking. I've, you know, changed my tones and voices. Like, I'm getting to a place where I feel comfortable and I could just come in here and speak to you guys. To me, this is super therapeutic. I know I've been going on a long rant. I'd even get to how my week has been doing. It's been a long week, man. A lot of work, a lot of shit going on. A lot of crazy, crazy, crazy shit that's been happening literally in the last 48 hours. But we'll come in here another time and speak on that. But I'm so thankful I get to come in here and speak to you guys. I miss you guys. I love y'all. We got a couple things to talk about. I'm not going to be in here talking y'all ear off all day. So, yeah, just take responsibility, man. You know what I'm saying? Continue to work on yourself as a person. But we got shit to talk about, man. So, shit, man, let's get to the shit. What we got first? In breaking motherfucking news, my favorite female artist right now, I feel like I've said it before, Glorilla has officially signed to Yo Gotti's label, CMG. Following her hit single, the song of the summer, FNF, hashtag, or no, not hashtag, I don't know why the fuck I said hashtag. Also, let's go, you know, y'all niggas know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. But Glorilla has officially signed to Yo Gotti CMG label. They released the video of her coming to the Clearport, basically. Hopping on Yo Gotti's private jet, all of her ratchet friends that was twerking at the red light on the headlights. Oh my God, there's so many ratchet bitches. So for those of you watching the video, Glorilla pulled up to the Clearport to meet Yo Gotti on his private jet. Not sure where they were going. Let's hope they were going somewhere. I don't know where the fuck all these girls was going. Glorilla hopped out the motherfucking the truck with a whole bunch of her ratchet friends. And this is why I love her so, so much. I got so much backlash when I first posted Glorilla. When I first started listening to her. And when I first started talking about her. Because she's fucking ratchet. She's ratchet as hell. And to me, she wasn't trying to put on, it wasn't like it was a ratchet girl wrapped in a classy bad bitch, you know, bougie type of package. It was just her being her. I have never seen this girl be nothing but her, and I love that she's authentically her. So many people you can put in front of the public and they're just the same, boring, they're this, they're that, they're what you think every female artist should be. And to me, I was like, I don't like them little popcorn artists they put in front of us. Like, what was that other girl who followed Meg Thee Stallion, who was trying to be like the second Meg? I wasn't feeling her, because to me it was like, it seems kind of forced, don't really seem original. But this girl, Glorilla, I heard the FNF song. It's the first thing I ever heard, admittedly. So technically I'm a bandwagon fan, but cool, I'll be that, because I went and did my research. Shorty is just hard. Let me hold on. I gotta let y'all hear, and just let y'all hear the greatness of Big Glow. Drop my last nigga and stop fucking with his big homie. Running through these niggas, Lori Harvey ain't got shit on. Woo! Me. Them bitches watching, I look like a fucking lick dog. Hold on. We gotta run that fucking back, man. Lori Harvey ain't got shit on me. Pussy from the back. Drop my last nigga and stop fucking with his big homie. Running through these niggas, Lori Harvey ain't got shit on me. I know them bitches watching, I look like a fucking lick dog. Talking about me to that nigga, but he know that I'm the shit dog. Money came by love, but they can't buy me that new vet dog. My pocket's large, I'm eating good, I'm feeling like a fat hoe. Not stepping on no toes because I'm at this bitch's neck hoe. Wonder why he love my little ass, cause he know this pussy fat hoe. Like, how do you hear that and not just, I just see stars. I see money bags flying around. And I know it's the same thing Yo Gotti seen when he first seen her. Like, yo, this girl is the shit. They over here hopping on a private jet. She hops on a private jet with about like 9-10 of her ratchet ass friends. The same friends I picture was shaking that ass at the red light on them headlights. Yo Gotti, of course, had a CMG chain for her. Had a little bust down with, it looks like a Cartier. Cartier little watch for Glorilla. Her friends are sitting there chanting, a whole bunch of money bags for like half a mil. Currently, her ratchet ass friends are shaking ass on the private jet while Glorilla doesn't look at her contract and just signs it. I'm sure her lawyer and her management, you know, basically read over the contract, and this was just a show for the world. Like, yo, you know what I'm saying? She with CMG, you know what I'm saying? Yo, if you have never just kicked it with ratchet girls, it's not for the faint of heart. It's not for the weak. Like, they gonna tell you about yourself, they gonna keep it real, they gonna keep it a buck. And I just love the brutal honesty that these girls exhibit. Now, on the flip side, of course, I had to discuss this with my much, 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 much more just elaborate brother. And he did not like this at all. He, for some reason, he likes the person Glorilla. He doesn't like what she stands for. He basically told me, to him, she represents what some would call a black redneck. Now, if some of you don't maybe not understand that term, to him, a black redneck is basically a person who promotes the most negative stereotypes of our culture, that being black culture. Someone who just, you know, they glorify violence. They glorify just not being like, I don't even know the word. They don't really exude class. They really just exude. I don't even want to say what the fuck you put in these messages, but I had to tell him, like, yo, it's, to me, when I see Glorilla, I see someone who's being authentic to herself. Like, the first time I ever seen Cardi B, it was A Hoe Never Gets Cold, the little viral video where she was looking like a hoe, you know, dressing like a hoe in a hotel, and she let the world know.
It's cold outside, but I'm still looking like a daddy because a hoe never gets cold. It's cold outside.
And as the girls say, that's just on period. You know what I'm saying? Like, I seen star quality, because that was just brutal honesty. Cardi said, yo, I'm out here just like a hoe. I'm a stripper and I'm out here looking like a hoe, but I'm not cold because a hoe never bro, I've been outside. I've seen hoes. Hoes be outside and crazy shit. It be brick cold, but they don't be cold. And to me, that was just someone being authentically them and themselves and comfortable in their own skin. And it's the exact same shit I seen with Glorilla. And to me, it's so much easier to form a star or make a star out of someone being authentic and truly themselves. Because if you can build off just that person and their personality and their background and what they've come from and their trials and tribulations, you can have a real genuine star. You can build them into, you can get them writers, you can teach them this. And the thing about Glorilla that a lot of people don't realize, she can really fucking rap.
Glorilla.
Yeah, come on, man. It's my new shit.
Trying to come for me, but I ain't stopping shit. I still be popping out so comfortably. I get up in that mode sometimes where I don't want no company, and shit else on my mouth right now. But getting to this money, G. I'm a young ass bitch, but I still like my niggas old as hell. I just got some time for my dude, I because I'm bold as hell. You say put your mouth to come for me if your ass broke as hell. Okay. Bitch, that you we beef and tell her I said she can go to hell. Respectfully, more definitely. Girl, that shit get the best of me. I'm in savage mode right now, I'm giving y'all the best of me. I don't rap for fun, this shit and turn into my therapy. It used to be my dream, but now it's turned into my destiny. Bitch, that I was coming out. Don't say that I ain't warn you, my mama, I been told you, oh. Dry that nigga cocoa head, shoulder, knees, and toes. Coming like a mill or something, he trying to get this fo-fo. But I'm doing this shit.
Yo, stop fucking playing with... Stop playing with fucking Big Glow, man. My motherfucking favorite female rapper. I'm so happy for her. I can't wait to see what's next for her. Like, just someone being authentically themselves. Like, you can do so much more with someone faking the funk, bro. Like, yes, the ratchet friends on the jet, yes, that was a lot, but that's what comes with her. And I told my brother, Glow has to get to the point where Cardi is right now. Like, if you look at a young Cardi and you look at a young Glow, they're very similar. They have, to me, the same trajectory of stardom. I can see Glow really getting in the studio with the hit maker and making another hit and making a dope ass project. And just, fam, she's with the hit maker himself, fam. And I hated how the fucking media came after her from some tweets she made. She's from Memphis, you know what I'm saying? And first of all, she's a female. She's not into the beef shit. I dug a little in her background. She was a church girl, you know what I'm saying? She wanted to be a singer. She had a very strict Christian mother. Her mother would have her in church like four times a week. Until she started to, you know, hang out with, you know, I guess her ratchet ass friends. She really had a dream of being a singer. And I guess she smoked too much weed or some shit. And, you know, she's like, fuck, I can't sing no more. Next best thing, rapper. Turned out she's pretty fucking good at it because she's out here rapping her fuck.
It was that a deal. I'm trying to get that baconator. Running to this money, baby. Watch me hit that paper chase. Every time I win, I say I owe it to my Lord and Savior. Middle name, hallelujah, so. Yeah. Throw that 97 zone doing, I be running up they check. Had to drive my favorite nigga, I'm still fucked up about that. Nigga thought he was a dog until I made the bitch my pet. Goddamn, I still ain't met no nigga that can tangle really yet. Depend on if I'm bored, I might just take somebody, baby daddy. Let me stop that capping, might just take him down because I'm happy. Nut over his face, I'm trying to help him get rid of his acne. Make him my little nephew, I'ma text his head like on Sam. If you don't give a fuck about me, why you always lurking in? I like my nigga geeked about me, looking like Steve Urkel Queen. He like how I be coming, say he wanna see me squirt again. He say he got some tricks with me, I think he off a perk again. Hey, but not for real, I think this nigga trying to trap me.
God
tell
dang.
Baby mama stop that subbing and just add me.
God
she
damn.
Didn't even have to make a post, she could've asked me. But I know how bitches be when they find out a nigga happy. And that nigga that y'all thought was doing me, he still be running.
Yo, listen, man, I'm going to stop it right there, man. I'm going to have to run that back. Like, come on, man, stop playing with Big Chloe, man. She got bars.
Nigga trying to trap me and tell your baby mama stop that subbing and just at me. She ain't even have to make a post. She could have asked me. But I know how bitches be when they find out a nigga happy. And that nigga that y'all thought was doing me, he still be running back. But we ain't going dead of hell. Nah, I ain't going for none of that. Be boxing on these beats. I treat this shit just like a punch bag. I'm in love with the yo for real. And I ain't even that money bag on God.
Cool, bro. When I'm saying, and it's that's not even no new shit. That's the old shit, man. That was before fuck nigga Bree. She was still stepping on you niggas next, man. Big Glow, all 2020 for the rest of life. I'm supporting it. She has to grow out of the ratchet shit. Yes, you can't always bring the ratchet friends on the private jet, but I'm glad she did. I'm glad she took people out the hood to see different shit, to see it's possible. Us black people can get on jets. Us black people can sign multi-million-dollar deals. Us black people can put on for our families. Us people can love each other so much that, yo, I know you was probably bad for me because you was a ratchet ass friend. You could be bad for business, but I love you so much, I'll risk that. And for that, Glorilla got my ultimate respect, man. Forever. Forever. It's Glorilla forever. Nigga, forever. What else we got? In other news, man, a little sad news to report out of my home state, my hometown of Atlanta. Gunna has unfortunately been denied bond again in the whole YSL trial, and he unfortunately will remain in jail until, I believe, January, when his trial is set to start. Also, more news was coming out this week. Basically, prosecutors were alleging that a nurse tried to smuggle cocaine, weed into jail for Gunna and Young Thug. I'm not sure how true this is, but according to WSB-TV, a nurse was allegedly caught attempting to smuggle drugs into the jail on behalf of the rapper. The incident was said to have occurred back in May during a confrontation. The nurse reportedly was found with a bag full of marijuana and cocaine. A deputy approached her about the alleged drugs, and the outlet stated the nurse took off. During a bond hearing, prosecutors told the judge a portion of the drugs was for Gunna. The judge also reportedly contested that if Gunna was to be released, there is a possibility that he would intimidate witnesses. His attorneys have reportedly denied the accusations. A very blurry picture of him came out this week. And also, this is the report that said and alleged all this craziness about Gunna.
All allegations, but as you mentioned, it was May 14th when prosecutors say a nurse attempted to smuggle a bag inside this jail. It was full of marijuana and cocaine, but when a deputy confronted her, she dropped it, then took off running. Now, today in court, prosecutors claim that some of those drugs were intended for the rapper Gunna, a claim that his attorneys are calling false.
None of the allegations made today, these so-called new allegations, are accurate.
Gunna, who appeared virtually today, is one of 28 defendants charged in a sweeping...
Yeah, man, just more prayers go out to YSL and just all this craziness they have to deal with, man. I honestly don't see and I pray this is not true, and I don't believe it to be true, because in what good sense? Gunna and Young Thug are literally, and I can honestly say, Gunna, at the point where he went into jail, where his Push and P song, a couple other songs that have just been hitting off the charts crazy. I'm sure Gunna has gone number one in a couple of his singles over the last past two to 3 years. His last singles have been going nothing but number one. Why would Gunna risk petty money to sell weed and cocaine in jail on rather getting his freedom to go make millions of dollars and travel the world and support his family? And for, why would he risk that to sell drugs inside of the jail? To me, it's not making a lot of sense. It seems like a lot of fishy things are going on behind the scenes in this case. Just like, it seems like someone really has it in for them. Seems like these prosecutors really have it in for them, and it seems like they'll go to no extent to get these guys a conviction. I've been seeing reports of Young Thug's nephew reportedly committing murder, killing his young girlfriend or something like that. And I'm just sitting here like, bro, what does this have to do with Young Thug? That's his nephew. It has nothing to do with Young Thug. But of course, it's Young Thug's nephew. They attach his name to something, it sticks, and now it's a story all of a sudden. I don't like that. I hate how the media does that shit. It's corny, it's whack, and they gotta cut that shit the fuck out. Since we're already on fucking jail news, I'll just get to this news real quick, get it out the way. K-Flock, rapper from Brooklyn, whose songs have been blowing up. He just had a feature with Cardi B, the little Shake It, Shake It, Shake It. The little remix of that Akon song. New information on his case. He had basically a shooting case in New York where he was walking down the street in a Moncler jacket, a Mary jeans, just looking dripped out like he was finna go to the Met Gala. And some dude came out the barbershop and was threatening him with a gun, allegedly, from the story I'm getting. K-Flock was walking down the street. This dude pressed him, like, yo, apparently this guy, word on the street, pulled out a gun on him and pressed him. K-Flock basically backed down, like, bro, I don't want no problems. And then from whatever happened in that situation where the guy pulled the gun, it seemed like K-Flock pulled out his gun that he had on him and retaliated and unfortunately killed the young man. But now K-Flock's lawyer is giving new information, saying that possibly that is going to be a self-defense case. Let me try and get some of the more details. Lichtman, his lawyer, insists that Flock was not the aggressor in the fatal accident. It's all on video. Lichtman adding that there is a video footage that shows K-Flock wanted nothing to do with the guy. He waves him off. He's walking with a young woman as shown in the video, and the guy is walking towards him in a very aggressive manner. He puts his hands in his pockets, and Kevin, who is K-Flock, is alleged to have seen the guy walking towards him aggressively with his hands in his pocket. And he basically retaliated. And, yeah, it looks like they're going to take this to trial. And just pray for him. Pray for him, because I just watched a documentary on YouTube, and Jesus Christ, I don't even want to get into the things that K-Flock was doing. I don't want to get, like, I really, really, really hope he beats this, because just from watching the documentary, you can see how super talented he is, how bad that he really enjoys his rap life. But he's definitely coming from the struggle. He's definitely coming from a lot of pain and hurt and just a lot of trauma. And he needs to get as far away from that so he can take his family out of, you know, the struggle, which he was doing when he was outside, but he was also into a lot of fuck shit, allegedly. But I'm just praying for, you know, good news in that case. Another news out of New York real quick. Little TJ is awake. He was seen on FaceTime video. He looked awake. He was on FaceTime. Looked like he was in good spirits. So, thank God we have not lost another rapper to gun violence. Damn, we have a lot of fucking jail news. YNW Melly, in his double murder case, he will no longer be facing the death penalty. So I guess that's still good news. His trial is supposed to be going on. As of now, oh my God, we really have a lot of jail news. This is crazy. We came in here last week and talked about Brittany Griner and how, she needs to be released from Russian jail. She basically was going overseas to play, you know, overseas basketball. She plays for the LA Sparks. And basically she penned an open letter after basically her wife, basically pleaded and begged for, you know, Joe Biden to help her out and get her out of prison, because she was saying, yo, if this was LeBron James, y'all would have been got him out of jail. But she's in there and she's saying she's suffering, and it's looking really bad. But let me read some of these excerpts from her statement to Joe Biden. She said, as I sit here in a Russian prison alone, my thoughts, and without the protection of my wife, my family, friends, Olympic jersey, or any accomplishments, I'm terrified. I might be here forever. On the 4th of July, our family normally honors the service of those who fought for our freedom, including my father, who was a Vietnam War veteran. It hurts thinking about how I usually celebrate this day, because freedom means something completely different to me this year. I realize you are dealing with so much. Please don't forget about me and the other American detainees. Please do all you can to bring us home. I voted for the first time in 2020 and I voted for you. I believe in you. I have so much good to do with my freedom that I can help restore. I miss my wife. I miss my family. I miss my teammates. It kills me to know they are suffering so much right now. I am grateful for whatever you can do with this moment to get me home. Those were some excerpts from Brittany Griner's her plea to please, you know, ask the president to get her out of a Russian prison. And I believe I'm gonna get back to you guys on this, but I believe Joe Biden actually responded and said, yo, they're working right now to get her off, to get her out of there. This is super sad, man. Hold on 1 second. And basically she just she pleaded guilty to the charges just to try and expedite things, just so she can get out of that prison, man. It's just so sad, man, because I believe what she's saying. If LeBron James went to Russia, probably would never, but if he was to go out of the country and he was detained, you're not keeping LeBron fucking James in jail. So I don't think this star of this magnitude, like Brittany Griner, should be still in prison over there. But just prayers to her and her family and everything they have to go through, because Lord knows a lot of us could not deal with that type of trauma. Some good news: Big Sean and Janae Aiko, they have announced their pregnancy after a fan had spotted them in Whole Foods. Yo, I just saw Janae Aiko and Big Sean at Whole Foods, and she's very fucking pregnant. You know what I'm saying? I know that's right, Sean. You know what I'm saying? They don't call you Big Sean for nothing. Excuse me. Oh, my God. But yeah, I'm excited for them. Sean says, yo, I can't wait to be a dad. Such a great feeling, you know what I'm saying? A whole new motivation for real. He wrote, they're very grateful. God continues to bless us. Thank you. I cannot wait. And all I can say is I can't wait for the fucking music. I need a new 2088 album. I need a new Big Sean album. Janae Aiko's shit's going to be full of love and vibes. So I can't wait for that. Happy for them. And my favorite couple is back again. Holy shit. Every time I think Blueface and Krishan Rock can't break up and make up, they do it again. Last week we came in here and said they broke up. They're back together. You know what I'm saying? They broke up over a tooth. And now Krishan Rock has a picture of Blueface on her tooth. Yes, on her fucking tooth. She has like 13 tattoos of him. But now when she smiles, all you see is Blueface, baby. Now let's just give it up one more time for Blueface. Yep, that's all I have. That's all I have on that. And I know I am speeding through these shits, but fuck it. Fake Drake. We came in here last night. Last time on the podcast and killed him for a grown man impersonating another grown man and trying to get paid and basically trying to say, yo, Drake, sign me and I'll stop acting like you. No, that's not how the fucking world works. You can't hold Drake for ransom and say, nigga, I'll give you your name back. No, nigga. But yes, finally, let's hope the saga is over. But fake Drake's Instagram has been banned for impersonating the real Drake. And let's just hope and pray this is the end of Izzy Drake. And we never have to see that nigga ever the fuck again. Oh man, I am fucked up in here, man. I'm over here sniffing on the mic. I know y'all hear it. We got a couple more, man. Nipsey Hussle's killer, Eric Holder, has been found guilty of murder in the first degree. He's found guilty in the shooting murder of Nipsey Hussle, who was killed outside the Marathon clothing store on Slauson and Crenshaw on March 31st. During the trial, prosecutors argued that Holder had a plan to kill Nipsey Hussle before the rapper was shot 10 times and he kicked him in the head before fleeing the scene. The trial went on for 3 weeks and he was found guilty of 2 counts of assault with a firearm, possession of a firearm by a felon. But the jury did not find Holder guilty of premeditated attempted murder. But yeah, man, we'll see what happens at sentencing. But good riddance, man. We don't need you on the streets. And we just don't even want to. I just want Nipsey to rest in peace. I don't want y'all to bring up his name. I don't want to bring up his name with his murderer again. I hate how when our greats are being taken from us, we have to mention these people who took them from us. But thank you so much to getting this dude off the fucking streets, man. What else do we have? I was right. Joe Biden did respond. He said the president had responded to Brittany Griner's letter and said according to TMZ, Biden was made aware of the letter and has since responded. In a phone call this past week, Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris spoke to Brittany's wife, Sherelle. It was here that Biden administration tried to assure Sherelle that the United States is doing everything it can do to make sure she is getting home safely and as soon as humanly possible. Biden has since directed his national security team to remain in a regular contact with Sherelle and Brittany's family and with other families of Americans held hostage or wrongfully detained abroad. So hopefully, yes, Brittany will be back over here really, really, really soon. We really do need her back over here, man. With some awesome news, Rihanna was named America's youngest self billionaire. Let's just go ahead and... You know what I'm saying? Rihanna's $1.4 billion comes primarily from her Fenty Beauty cosmetic line, though she has also had a 30% stake in Savage Fenty lingerie line, which raised money at $1 billion valuation February 2011. Yeah, man. Super dope, man. She was actually at Wireless Festival in London supporting her man's ASAP Rocky, who was headlining. And, of course, you know they went crazy for Riri, man. Yeah, man. So just congratulations to Rihanna, being named the world's youngest female. Excuse me, not even female. Rihanna has just been named America's youngest self-made, real self-made billionaire. You know, congratulations to her once again. I think we are almost done with these topics. I'm so tired. I've been up all day. I've been at work all day. Oh, I'm tired, man. I'm so sorry. I'm going to come back in here earlier in the week, maybe instead of dropping on a Sunday. Instead of dropping on a Monday, I'm going to try and drop Sunday next week. But what else? What else? Yu-Gi-Oh! Creator Takashi Kazuki found dead at sea at 60. I'm not sure what happened. Let me see. He passed away at the age of 60 on Wednesday. The details of his death are still under investigation, but according to public broadcaster NHK, the artist's body was found at sea nearly 1,000 feet off the coast of Nago in Okinawa province. He was reportedly wearing snorkeling equipment. So, I mean, it looks like he was found off the coast of Japan by Japan's Coast Guard. I'm not sure what happened. Could have just been a freak accident. But just shout out to, I'm going to steal this quote from my brother. The man who taught us at the young age, life is all about the shuffle of the deck and the cards you get. So just play your hands to the best of your ability, man. And you know what I'm saying? Just let's hope for the best in life. But, got a couple more things to talk about next time I come in here. Macy Gray was in some controversy. I actually liked what she said. She said some things about the LGBTQ community. And I'm coming here and talk about that next week, because that's going to be a long topic I want to talk about. Also, Larry Hoover renounces the Gangster Disciples in a rare public comment, which is hopefully it's telling that soon he will be getting out of prison. Of course, if you know anything about Larry Hoover, he is the founder of the Gangster Disciples. He has renewed his bid for a sentencing break in federal court, this time with the help of attorney Jennifer Bongean. Hopefully the court will take this as okay. He's denounced the Gangster Disciples and he's no longer part of it. He's not going to go back straight to them and create an uprising if he was released. Hopefully this is going to work in his favor. But just shout out Larry Hoover, man. Hope he gets free really, really soon. And I think that's pretty much it. Brent Faiyaz dropped his album Wasteland. I've yet to listen to it. I believe also someone else dropped the album, but I'm not sure at this point. I just know The Game was supposed to drop his Dramatic album. He did not. He had a concert with Kanye West and Lil Wayne and Simba, a whole bunch of other people. It looked like a great concert, but nigga, drop the fucking album. Hit Boy. Tell that nigga to drop. Kanye. Tell that nigga to drop the fucking album. I'm tired of it. Drop it. And someone else who's fed up as well. Northwest. Northwest is sick of the paparazzi, fam. But tell him to drop the album. Tell your uncle to drop the album, man. Yeah, man. I ain't got too much to talk about, man. I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. Thank you so much for tuning in, tapping in, kicking in with your uncle, man. When you hear we are family, your uncle's gonna just kick that real shit, man. I'm gonna tell you how I feel. I'm gonna tell you about all the topics we speak about. I'm gonna keep it real and just how I'm feeling about the situation and during the moment, man. I may change my opinion later, but just thank you so much for tuning in, tapping in, and getting this far in the podcast with your uncle, man. Even if you just skipped ahead to listen to the songs, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening. Like always, man, please, please, please wash your hands, wash your face. Stop being dirty, man. You know what I'm saying? The females don't like it. And guys don't like it either, man. Guys don't like a dirty bitch. So after you done twerking on them headlights, go wash yourself, go brush your teeth, go do something. But most importantly, man, stay safe and stay dangerous, fam. I love y'all so much, fam. I'm out. Deep.
God don't like ugly, I ain't one to judge. Whole lot of gold, cubits with a ton. Say I kept it solid when it's all said and done. All I know is keep going, run, nigga, run. Mama told me never fold, run, nigga, run. Like Jenny told Forrest Gump, run, nigga, run. The race for freedom ain't won, run, nigga, run. Had to make it out the red clay, run, nigga, run. West side of Atlanta, yeah, that's where I'm from. Outside, our hands on like a glove. Moving like my nigga Nori, eating on the run. Still an underground king, and that's worth the bun. Locked in like Rice Street without a bun. I was playing with the pot away before LeBron. My wife was born a redhead, but now she a blonde. Politicians lie, and your favorite rapper is a cunt. Don't check for me without a check for me, that's a hun. Lewis. All the L's I wear is followed by my ton. Lewis. Get money and the power, teach them while they young. Blessed to make it out of slum, run, nigga, run. All I know is keep going, run, nigga, run. Mama told me never fold, run, nigga, run. Like Jenny told Forrest Gump, run, nigga, run. The race to freedom ain't won, run, nigga, run. This for the one that never won. Hurt feeling going on. Beat the heart like a drum. Run, 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 nigga, run. Run, run, nigga, run. Run, run, nigga, run.
I put some brand new my gel on my bitch. Thinking the same, but ain't banking the same. I put some brand new my gel on my bitch. Thinking the same, but ain't banking the same. I put a brand new fluorescent on her wrist. I bought that bitch a new Prada print, Jane. This a bigger boat, we ain't sinking the same. This a PJ, we're not on the same plane. Yeah.
Locked in.
Yellow diamonds like the sun. And I keep it 101. Yeah. Run.
Take off.
Trapping out of mama's son. Now a nigga on the run. Now a nigga shooting fun. This shit on the tight rope. On the PJ with no night clothes. We just had four eyes tight though. Eyes tight. I signed a check like a typo.
Rescue the trenches, all of the kiddies. We gon' escape on the yacht boat.
We gaining weight like Big Pun. Run, nigga, run. Installing this shit in my son. Run, nigga, run.
Green interior line. Run, nigga, run.
drop them one boots when I come, run, nigga, run.
All I know is keep going, run, nigga, run. Run. Mama told me never fold, run, nigga, run. Like Jenny told Forrest Gump, run, nigga, run. The race to freedom ain't won, run, nigga, run. It's for the one that never won. Hurt feeling going on. Beat the heart like a drum. Run, run, nigga, run.
Take off.
Run, run, nigga, run.
Take off.
Run, run, nigga, run.
Yes, sir. Ski. Once again, man, thank you so much for tuning in, tapping in. I love y'all so much, man. Y'all be safe. But most importantly, man, stay dangerous out here. I love you. I'm
denied.